Sechtes Aleis Perikid Beis Mishnah Gimel. We continue discussing a oven, and here we're discussing again a finished oven which is susceptible to tuma, and it's supporting a board. Neser Shu Nasan Al Pitanu Yashin. You have a board lying on top across a oven which is finished, so that it's susceptible to tuma. However, the oven is sealed, is attached to the board with a tzamid pasil, so the oven is now, even though it's a keli, but it's protected from becoming tummy because it has its tzamid pasil. Yaitzim mizeh mizeh tafach. The board sticks out only on two sides, a tafach, avalei min atzadim, and not on the other sides. So previously we learned that the oven stuck out on all four sides, a tafach. Here the oven is longer than the oven, but not wider than the oven. So it only forms a oil over two sides, two opposite sides of the oven. So tuma b'tzad zeh, if there's tuma under one side of the board, then kelim shebitzad hasheni tahirim. If you have kelim under the other side, the opposite side of the board, the tuma will not spread. Because according to the Tanakhama, since the two sides of the board are separated by a sealed oven that is tahar, so it separates the two areas into two separate areas, and the tumah cannot spread from one side of the board to the other side of the board. However, Rabbi Yosi mitamir. Rabbi Yosi argues, he holds no. At the end of the day, both areas are under one board, and therefore the board is able to spread tumah from one side to the other, and especially because the oven is considered a movable piece. The board is a movable piece that's placed on top of the oven temporarily, and therefore the board is able to spread the tumah and create an oil to spread the tumah from two areas. We don't treat them as two separate areas. Habatach. So the Mishnah now introduces a bathtub that again is gonna, the case is gonna be similar to what we just learned. You have a board sticking out on two sides of a bathtub, just like it was sticking out on two sides of the oven. And it's forming an oil only on two opposite sides. Eina mevias atumah, does not spread the tumah from one side of the bath to the other side of the bath if there's tumah under one side and kelim under the other. Hayabai ziz, what if there was a ledge? So you have a beam parallel to the top of the board. So you have the board over the bathtub, right on top of it. And then, less than a tafach above it, you have a second board that's maintained. It's not touching it, but it's maintained less than a tefach above it. And the ledge extends beyond the board on both sides. So the question is going to be, can the tumah spread from one side of the ledge to the other side of the ledge? So we just established that the board that's right on top of the bath cannot do it. But what about this ledge? It's the second board that's on top of the first board. So Rebbeleza says, Eina mevias atumah. It cannot spread the tumah. The betach, which is the bath that's underneath, is going to prevent the board from forming an oihel, because the board, the second board, the upper board, is less than a tefach above the lower board, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to form an oihel by itself. And the lower board, we already learned, cannot spread the tumah from one side to the other side. However, Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rayim es ha-betach kilo einum. No, we ignore the betach. Why? Because the upper board, its functionality is in no way related to the betach or the lower board. It just happens to be within a tefach of the lower board. And therefore, we ignore the lower board and the betach. And the upper ledge is able to spread the tumah from one side to the other side. So the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is, do we view the lower board and the betach as nullifying the upper board as forming an oihel, or not? According to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't nullify it, and therefore the upper ledge is able to spread the tumah and function as an oihel, even though it's within a tefach of the lower board, which cannot function as an oihel. Now we go on to Mishnah Dalet, and we're going to discuss here a baby's crib. In those times, they would put under the baby's crib some material to prevent it from wearing out, and that material, they would dig a little bit into the floors so that the material would stay. You could think of like something to prevent the floors from being scratched. So they would put this material into the floor. And what happened was, the weight of the crib eventually pushed this material to the point where it broke through. And now if you're standing in the floor underneath it, you can actually see this material through the floor. You can see, you look up, you'll see the material. It drove all the way down to create a hole in the floor, so that it could be, which is visible now from the floor beneath it. Now this, what the Mishnah is going to call the shield of the crib, the sandal of the crib, finds itself now falling into the hole to the point where it's protruding through the ceiling into the. It's not only visible from the lower floor, but it actually protrudes into it. So let's see the Mishnah. Sandal shel arisatzo. You have the shield of the leg of the crib that protrudes through the ceiling of the lower story. It's sticking in there into the lower story, and now there's a mace in the lower story. So if it was, the roof was completely closed, so there'd be no way for the tumah to get from the lower story to the upper story. But now, because of this hole that's been created, the tumah now has the ability to get through the hole. So im yesh bay pesach tafach, if the hole is as big as a tafach, hakol tumah, everything's going to become tumah, because the shield itself is susceptible to tumah because it's metal. Something that's susceptible to tumah cannot block tumah. So if there's this hole now that was being created as a pesach tafach, tumah is going to go into the upper story and be metameh everything. Ve'im lav, if it's not a pesach tafach, so the tumah can't go through based on oil. So then, then we would count like we would count from a mace. In other words, the tumah that's in the shield of the crib that's in the lower area is going to become an aviyavaisa tumah. It's going to touch the crib. The crib is going to be an avatumah. And so on and so forth. Everything that subsequently touches it is going to be one level lower. But because the hole is not a pesach tefach, the tumah doesn't have the ability on its own, through oil, to go into the upper story and be metame everything.